Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So it's back to New Yorkers' favorite subject, real estate. For those of you who have plenty of money, buying property right now might look pretty attractive with prices going down. But if this economic climate is making you a little too nervous to drop your entire life savings into an apartment or home that may or may not increase in value and may actually decrease, you have another option. Rent-to-own deals are cropping up around the city. They did this during the last recession. And joining us this morning to explain how these deals work and whether they may be right for you are Clara Madlin, president of Clara Madlin Real Estate, and Jill Vegas, a renter who just entered into a rent-to-own agreement in Williamsburg. Welcome to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Clara, tell us basically how rent-to-own deals work.
Well, they can work in several ways. Usually a rent-to-own deal will be in a condominium as opposed to a co-op because getting by co-op rules are more difficult. Generally, the rental price, whatever you pay for rent, and which is usually a one-year lease, part of it would go towards your down payment to buy. Frequently, they're also giving mortgages. Sponsors of condominiums are giving mortgages back. It's a way of getting your down payment, which is the hardest thing in this market.
So if you decide at the end of the lease to purchase the property,
yes,
then the rent that you've already paid goes toward the down payment? Is that what you're saying?
Generally, but a lot of the time it's not the total rent because there are costs involved. Maybe it would be half the rent, maybe it would be three-quarters of the rent. It would depend on what deal you make.
And a lot of the for-sale condos that were built in the last few years seem to be shifting to this rental market because now there's a glut. Why would a property owner offer rent-to-own as opposed to just renting the property and making the full value of the rent each month and waiting for the market to turn around?
Some of them will. But some people just want to move on and not own it anymore. And if there's... In effect, they are renting it. However, this renter may turn into a buyer, and they have an agreement where that is so. And for the renter's point of view, if you really want to buy a property, but say you haven't gotten your down payment together, this is a way in which you can own, and you can try out the property. If you don't like it, you can just say, okay, well, I've rented for a year. I would have rented for a year anyway.
So rent-to-owners, call us up. Owners looking to rent to people who may want to buy, call us up. 212-433-WNYC. Tell us your rent-to-own experiences. Did this work well for you if you did it in the past, in the early 90s recession, or if you're starting to do it now, give us a call with your stories or your questions about rent-to-own. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We don't have much time for this, but we'll get to as many of you as we can. And Jill Vegas is also with us, a renter who just entered into a rent-to-own agreement in the Northside Piers development in Williamsburg. Hey, Jill, what's the nature of your deal?
Hi. Well, the nature of the deal is we are renting now, and if we choose to purchase the apartment, we have 100% of our rent will be credited to the purchase in the first 6 months. After the first 6 months, the deal goes down. I'm not sure exactly what the number is. I can't remember.
The percentage goes
down.
Yeah,
the percentage, exactly. And then after 9 months, it doesn't matter. The rent doesn't count anymore.
And do you get treated by a bank, let's say, as a potential buyer in order to enter into this deal? Did you have to get a credit check and be pre-approved for a loan?
We had to be pre-approved for a mortgage.
Wow. So if you're already pre-approved for a mortgage, why did you do a rent-to-own rather than just look for something to buy?
Well, we were looking for something, and I wasn't sure about the neighborhood. I have never lived in Williamsburg before, and so I wanted to check it out, see if I liked the neighborhood. And we did it really impulsively. We went one weekend. My husband saw this online right when they advertised it, and we went and looked at it like 2 days later. and we decided to move the next day, and we moved within 2 weeks.
Wow.
We're very impulsive.
The first people ever to move within 2 weeks into something that they might actually buy. Would you be locked into the price, to a certain price, if you do decide to buy this? Because, of course, things are going down right now.
Right. We have a price on our agreement. However, when we look around, it's like from our apartment, we can see thousands of units that are being built in our neighborhood. And it's like, what are they going to do with all this stuff? And so I feel like I want to look around and see what other developments are out there. And my husband this morning just saw something. Different developers are also offering deals like with price guarantees.
Yeah, so you might be able to use leverage,
right?
The leverage of other properties on the market in order to renegotiate the price. I guess, Clara, this gives new meaning to the term adjustable rate mortgage.
Absolutely. Totally new meaning. But it's really good for you guys, you buyers, yes.
Maria in Glen Cove, you're on WNYC. Hi, Maria.
Hi, good morning. My question is, let's say you do go into this kind of an arrangement of rent-to-own and you really like the property. Is there anything to sort of protect you, let's say, so that the owner doesn't maybe sell to, you know, to somebody else for a better price while you're renting there and hoping to live there eventually?
Clara Madlin?
Well, you would have a contract that you have the right to buy it after a certain amount of time, and that's a contract. He has to honor it.
You get the first option on it, I guess?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Can't sell it to someone else for a certain period of time.
Right.
Michael in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I was wondering, this rent-to-own idea has been bandying around also for helping people who are facing foreclosure, with the idea that if there's so many people whose mortgages are underwater that they owe more than their house is worth, that they might as well just be renters and that you could keep people in place by setting up some sort of rent-to-own deal with the bank. I was wondering how that would work and if the government could be doing anything to encourage such arrangements.
Clara?
That would have to be coming from the government, because the way the laws are working now, I don't think that the banks want this bad debt on their books. So by doing it rent-to-own, they still have this debt on their books, and that's not their business. So if the government could come up with something, and I think it would be a good idea, where people could stay in their place. But if they can't pay their mortgage, could they pay the rent? Would be the question as well.
Yeah, that is an interesting question. I guess the rent would be lower than the mortgage under the scenarios that I've heard.
I guess it would. I really don't know how the banks would do that. Legally, they have people to answer to, investors, et cetera, and the government would have to make some kind of a way for them to do that legally and profitably.
Deirdre in Milburn, you're a realtor who just did a similar deal, is that right?
Well, I just did a lease with the option to purchase. What we're finding now is that with the difficulty in getting a bridge loan and not knowing whether your property is going to sell and you have to move, or you want to move, or you're relocating, what are your options? So we've done, what we put together was a lease, a two-year mm-hmm. lease or mm-hmm. something like that.
Right.
And anytime in that time when the other property sells, then you have the option to purchase at a set price.
That's really interesting. So it's a rent-to-buy situation, but with different circumstances where the owner is moving.
Absolutely. It's a win. It's kind of a win-win. If both people need to move and need to sell, and they don't have time to sit on the property, they have a potential deal in hand. At least they're making the rent on the property.
And what's the relationship between the rent and what the monthly mortgage would ultimately be in this case? Is it much less?
You know, in this case, I don't know. It's probably about covering the expenses.
Because it relates back to the previous question of these people who are being potentially foreclosed upon and whether they can be converted to rent to, you know, pick up the mortgage later and whether that's really cheaper for them. So you don't know whether it's really cheaper than the monthly mortgage. in your case. Deirdre, thank you very much. We're almost out of time. Let me go back to Jill Vegas, who just started doing rent-to-own in Williamsburg in October. You said this was your way of checking out the neighborhood, which you had never lived in before. How do you like it so far? We have 20 seconds.
Sure. I love having the garage in the building. I love the restaurants. I love the little shops.
I hope that wasn't your front doorbell.
Yeah, I don't know whose that was.
Fortunately, that's my office. I'm so sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, we really like the neighborhood. I really like having the amenities that we have in our building, too, with the doorman and the porter, and it makes it great.
I could stand that for an office doorbell. Definitely not for my home. Clara Madlin, president of Clara Madlin Real Estate. Jill Vegas, a renter who just entered into a rent-to-own agreement in Williamsburg. Thank you both very much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.